Rave Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of AV Insider. I'm your host, Johnny Moda, and today I have a good friend of mine by the name of Ron Callis of One Firefly Design. In just one second, I will introduce him and have him speak with us. As always, I'd like to thank my host because they like to keep the bills on from this, or the lights on and pay my bills at this undisclosed location in Northern California where it's currently not raining. Hypersun, if you are commercial integration and getting and not already doing this, you should be looking into digital signage, and I currently have just gotten into that realm myself. I've been promoting it for a while and haven't quite been doing it, but at work we just started doing this. If you go to hypersign.com, you can check out all their solutions and see what fits for you. For the rest of our integrators who are doing any audio, video, using any amps, racks, or any of those mic stands and any sort of AV solutions, if you go to atlassound.com, you can check out all their products and start integrating away and helping all those people out there with our services. As I mentioned, today I will be talking with Ron Callis. Ron, thank you for being on the show this morning. I appreciate it.
No, my pleasure. Thanks for the invite.
Yeah. How is everything over there in sunny Florida?
Well, I tell you, it's a sunny, beautiful day this morning. Happy to be in Florida for sure. Just right now. You know, I don't say that usually in July, but right now, this time of year, it's beautiful.
Is it like, what, like usually like 110 out there?
Winter, it's humidity's in check, and temperatures are usually in the 70s and 80s. It's just, it's beautiful. But, come June, July, August, it can be fairly unbearable. You don't want to step outside.
Beware the lobster. Ron, you have a parent company by the name of One Firefly, who has several different sub-companies, and today I think I kind of want to focus on one in particular by the name of Firefly Design Group. And that's correct, right? Firefly Design Group, yes?
That's correct.
Okay. And the reason I want to focus on that is because I feel that design services as a whole for integrators to the end user and other integrators is very important, because I think a lot of people I've met in the past have this common problem as to where, let's say, you're either taking over someone else's job, and it, you know, whether it be big or small, it takes time to go back and try and figure out what the last person did without any sort of blueprint or some sort of design, because you're basically just, you know, tracing wires from point A to point B, which can take a long time on any scale of project. And without that existing blueprint, it's going to take even longer.
That's right.
And so for Firefly Design, you offer that service as like that's the specialty of the company, correct? It's design and implementation.
Yeah, if you were to look at the two different verticals that we serve with Firefly Design Group, the reason we started that business back in 2007 was to provide design and communication documentation in the sales phase on an outsourced basis to custom integrators, so that they could hire us when they had work and they would like us to assist with, you know, device verification drawings, system highlights drawings, or say proposals. And once the project is then contracted, you then are looking at construction phase drawings, or what we would call engineering documentation, like wiring plans, rack elevations, schematics, and CAD detailing. So we've been providing those services to integration firms since 2007. And right around 2008 or 2009, we also started taking on a direct end user clients to act as their technology consultant. And in that way, we essentially act as their advisor to help guide them through the path of what technologies are possible, so that ultimately we can get to a defined scope and budget. And the next step would then be a design, so that they're then in a good place to put a project out to bid to find their preferred contractor.
Now, and that sounds like almost more towards the homeowner. So like they would be in the beginning of like designing a home or something like that. Or I guess it sounds like a split of both, right? So you're selling that service to the homeowner and the integrator, correct?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at our marketing focus, our website narrative, the majority of our social media for all of our businesses, we're really geared towards the custom electronics firm. We do have a separate Firefly Design Group site for the consumer, and we also do have a dedicated Facebook page for Firefly Design Group for the consumer. We call it Firefly Design Group Consulting. So if you check that out on Facebook. But in terms of our focus, it's really been towards, up till now, actually we're going to be making a shift this year. Up till now, it's been a dedicated marketing effort to be at the trade shows and get out and connect with the integrators. And we have a nice group of firms, you know, across the country and actually around the world that bring us on in, you know, any day, any week, they can, you know, bring a really neat project to us and we help them out with it. The end customer, end user work has really all been born from referral, 100% referral. So whether it's manufacturers referring them to us or architects or interior designers that have crossed our path, you know, they refer their clients to us. And we're generally, at least historically, finding ourselves taking on, you know, the higher end, the bigger, more challenging projects from a consulting standpoint. You know, the typical project in that space is a home, you know, over 10,000 square feet. You know, right now we're working on some of the largest projects in Florida and probably some of the largest projects in Africa right now with end users that have sought out our assistance.
Very neat. Now, what would you say to, like, I think it'd be specifically to the homeowner, but maybe even some of the integrators who are in doubt. But I think generally I hear from people, and not a lot, but like I'll hear the same kind of phrase about, like, you know, like either A, we don't offer, you know, drawings because there's no point, or the homeowner would say, you know, asking, you know, hey, why do I need these drawings?
Sure. Yeah, well, I mean, I address that head on, and you know, and I'll say when I'm looking for an integration firm to hire Firefly Design Group, there's obviously a cost involved.
Right.
And thus, if they're going to pay money to our firm to support them, then what I teach them is that, well, that expense certainly should be borne by the end user. And the reason is, in order to, you know, A, advise and consult with an end user, take them down the path of needs analysis, scope definition, and budgeting, and then taking the, you know, your knowledge and experience to wrap that into a hardware and labor design that now is an asset. You know, the end product of a design process is a document that either you could, you know, you the integrator could perform, or that client could take to anyone down the street and have them perform it as well. Now, that's worth money. And so the real key is to present that value. You know, we actually created a product years ago called the Sales Portfolio, and we did that by or for the purpose of helping integrators better communicate their value and their process to their referral network, architects, designers, builders, as well as homeowners. We've now built those books from more than 500 integration firms around the world. And, you know, we're generally building a couple a week on an ongoing basis. And so whether we're working with an integration firm or we're working directly with a client or their representative, you know, there's some very important steps that happen early in the process. You know, you've heard the statement, you know, plan your work and then work your plan.
Right.
Well, in order to plan your work, you have to slow down, ask the questions, methodically determine what is that client's expectations in that home? You know, I'm not going to live in that home, and you're not going to live in that home. You know, Mrs. Smith is going to live in that home. And so it's really important not to pass judgment on what you think he or she needs, but rather to ask the appropriate questions that make sure they understand their options, and that you ultimately, you know, land at a place where a scope is defined and a budget is defined. And then there's just the subsequent steps of now putting that scope and budget into a real design, and then carrying that forward to all the engineering documentation that would be necessary to perform that work. it's really difficult, Johnny, to do a project, I'll say of any size, but let's say, you know, a project over $50,000, you know, there's a lot of little pieces and parts and wires and connections.
Right.
It's really difficult to do that work efficiently. And efficiently means the business doing it actually makes money at the end of the process if there isn't a real thoughtful approach to the design and execution strategy for that project. And that's where our belief in design and engineering documentation comes in.
Let's fast forward just a little bit from that implementation. And how often would, like, after client living in the home, things like that, now has these drawings, they can now take these, you know, say they weren't happy with the old integrator, or the old integrator went out of business or moved away, and now they have to take those drawings to someone else, and now they can successfully give that to anyone else and not have to worry about, you know, like, not having those. And usually what happens is they have to, like, either trace everything out, or, you know, let's say they didn't have the program or something, they have to, like, basically reprogram everything, assuming that they were locked out. Do they ever call you and say, hey, thank you, you know, we're really glad that we worked with you, because now we basically avoided what could have been a nightmare in, like, you know, in costs for something that didn't need to be? Something like
well,
that.
That's a great question, Johnny. So there's a couple of you know, directions I want to take that. One would be the integrator. Again, for the last 6 years plus, our primary focus has been on helping the integrator run a better, more profitable business. So now let's look at that scenario that we in partnership developed engineering documentation, let's say schematic level details where all inputs and outputs were documented for, you know, said project. And then the client comes to you a year from now and they say, you know, hey, I'd like to add a couple of more, you know, I'm ready to turn the other wing of the house on. I'm ready to add X number of sources to these rooms. Mm-hmm. You know, one option is that you roll a truck and you go figure out what you actually installed. The other option is in your office, you turn on the computer and you look at the schematics, or you roll out a printed set of plans. And right there, you can advise and consult the end user on exactly what they have, how many ports and resources are still available within their current matrix or hardware, right. And you can make your set of recommendations without having to roll a truck. So there's just a lot of value to being organized. And then look at it from the homeowner's standpoint. You know, it's comical. You can buy a $500 dishwasher, and it comes with a set of engineering schematics.
Right.
On every connection, every wire, every part in that dishwasher. But yet it is so incredibly common for a client to spend $100,000 or more on an audio video package, and there's no documentation, not a little bit of documentation, no documentation that they get to own stating what wires or connections or hardware in their home. And I think it's just a matter of educating customers, consumers, that this level of detail and professionalism is available, and they should, in fact, seek out integrators capable of delivering it.
Do you think that the main reasoning for that documentation not being available at all is because either the integrator doesn't feel it's necessary, or the homeowner doesn't think it's necessary, or that it's just maybe that previous integrator or whoever did that project maybe just didn't have the capacity of doing something, or just the knowledge, I guess?
I would say it's primarily a capacity, a staffing issue, really, and capability issue. You know, there's not one business owner. I've worked with hundreds, if not thousands, of integration firms and their ownership over the past, you know, 14 years in the business. And I don't know of one firm that would look at documentation and say that that's not valued. Their real challenge is how to have that capability in-house. And it just becomes an economics issue. You know, to have a staff CAD engineer or DTools engineer, that person has a certain cost. To then be able to dedicate downtime for upkeep of database and upkeep of software and upkeep of skills, that also has a cost. And so, A, there has to be the appreciation for doing things right, and B, there then has to be the willingness to invest in doing things better. And unfortunately, so far, the residential audio video industry is just, it hasn't fully matured in that respect. I think it's very different than the commercial AV industry, which is a few decades older. You know, they are very specification and engineering heavy on their projects.
Right.
They would rather, now generally you pay for it, so there's always a much more significant portion of the budget is for the discovery, design development phases where, you know, the client is interviewed, scopes are documented, and designs are put together as well as the documentation for that. You generally all but don't see that in the residential space. That's Firefly Design Group has, you know, we've had our machete out and we've been carving our way through the forest for the past 6 years because we're kind of preaching a message that, a lot of people have looked at us like we're a little funny because it is so unique in this space.
Right. And so in that respect, Firefly Design or that portion of your company is very much ahead of all these other companies, I suppose, that aren't quite offering that service or kind of look that in the way like, you know, why are you guys having this sort of business model? Because in Resi, it's not so common as it is in the commercial space as where they have been doing it for years. And that's, you know, very much like, you know, a big push when you get on a project. They're like, okay, we need to sit down, design this properly, and then send that up to bid or however the steps would be from there.
Yeah, there really aren't competitors in this space. I mean, there are absolutely some guys or girls around the country that, you know, operate out of their bedroom or their living room and they do drawings. But the idea of trying to build a sophisticated business around, you know, good communication, good project management, and great talent, that's really been our core focus. And frankly, we wish there were more competitors. It would be great for the industry. It would mean there are more people out trying to raise the bar. It is a difficult business. But it is very necessary. And it is the reason that we've been able to push forward, grow the business year after year. We've grown, overall Firefly, and it's pretty much broken down by business unit. We're growing on average 20 to 30% a year. And that's a good trend. You know, we think we haven't even remotely tapped the potential of the marketplace. You know, there are thousands or tens of thousands of installs going in every year. And, you know, we're only helping a handful of those installs. And so we think the future is bright for Firefly Design Group.
I believe so as well. And now hearing your growth numbers, I have a kind of a general question. Do you guys, let's say you're at trade shows and things like that, do you have, teach, you know, out to other integrators of why this is important? Obviously, like, your company offers these services to them, but, like, as a, you know, like, maybe you go to a show or something and there's just, like, a general, like, class. Because I know, like, at Cedia, you have classes on similar subjects, correct?
That's correct. You know, I Cedia is our trade organization on the residential side, you know, Custom Electronics Design and Installation Association. And over the years, I have volunteered within the various colleges. Most recently, I was the chair of the business college. And that position ended in 2012. But while there, I created a new course that actually is taught within the PM, the Project Management School, and it's called The Art of Project Documentation. And it's been, for the last 3 or 4 years in a row now, one of the most widely attended classes at Cedia within the university. We generally have a packed room. It's a great fun environment where people are really hearing from me or Cedia talking about recommended strategies for improving the efficiency and the overall product of your business through design and the use of software and methodologies to improve design and documentation.
And how many years you said that? That's a fairly new course they have at Cedia now?
I've been teaching that course. I've taught it the last 3 years in a row.
Okay.
Most years that we're teaching it multiple times over the course of the trade show.
And oh, okay, so a few times throughout the days or several times a day or something like that.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, since the original class that you started there, or this one I should say, have you seen the growth in that class? Are more integrators showing up to, you know, as like a, I guess it's for that growth, if you are seeing it, do it's just good to see, like, you know, like if our industry, at least in Resi, is adopting the idea of design more as to in the past.
If you look at when I was first out at the trade shows presenting this message back in 2008,
Okay.
and you look at, in 2008, I was, I look back at those days, I had my presentation books literally sitting in the hallway at CEDIA, gathering a crowd around me, and that was my CEDIA experience. And you look at it this past year, September 2013, and I was teaching several packed classrooms, 70 students a piece, the art of project documentation. We had a 20 by 20 booth, and it was I'd say rather packed every minute of the trade show.
Yeah.
And so I think if the word is getting out, and whether or not firms hire us, or whether or not homeowners hire us, I think what we're seeing slowly but surely is an understanding and an attention to the engineering and design documentation from integration firms. They get it. I mean, the message is rather easy to understand. If you plan your work and work your plan and document along the way, you're going to run a more efficient and profitable business. And these integration firms, I have to remind them most days when I'm talking to them, that they're not in business to build science projects. They're in business to make money.
Right.
And so in order to make money, you have to have repeat clients. You have to have your guys getting in and getting out on budget. And the key to doing that is planning your work. So whether they hire Firefly or they hire another competing firm, just do it. And you'll see positive results. And putting an engineer on staff to design and engineer your systems is a really good investment. It's going to improve your overall quality of your product.
Agreed. And I think like the problem though, and kind of what you mentioned is possibly keeping that person on staff, whether that be like the amount of work that they have or being able to afford that downtime to update databases and things like that. With DTools can be like a heavy thing to update with all the different things that are in there and things like that, or using CAD and building your blocks and all that stuff can be a timely thing to
Well,
do.
it can. I want to jump on that point, though. There's a lot of firms that are, when they step into this, they'll say in an isolated fashion, they'll do drawings in Visio or StarDraw or AutoCAD, and then they'll still build their proposals over in another piece of software, or even, worst case, Microsoft Excel or Word.
Yeah.
And what that means, without getting too technical, is that your project is living in multiple environments, which means it might live over here in an Excel sheet, and then it lives over here in a connection drawing. The problem is when changes happen on a job, and the reality is these jobs change frequently, especially residential. Is that you? It is very easy for errors and omissions to work into the workflow because it may get updated on the proposal so you can get your client a new price, but it didn't necessarily get implemented into the engineering drawings because there wasn't time to do it.
Right.
And when you start to stack up the changes and the errors, it compounds and it can cost the business thousands and thousands of dollars in mistakes. And so although our preferred workhorse is DTools,
Okay.
it is expensive to upkeep. There's no way around it.
Yeah.
But that the improved quality of the product on the other end, in our opinion, makes it worth it.
I think that. Oh, sorry, not to cut you off.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna say I use DTools as well, and I get a lot of or I had friends in the past say, oh, you know, DTools is too expensive and it doesn't work right out of the box. And to that, I always tell them, like, you know, I've used several other database programs and things like that, and they never really work like right out of the box the way they're that you you want them for your business. I mean, you have to like custom tailor kind of every little program that you use for your own personal use. It's not going to already have, you know, like mom and pop shop built database. You have to like, you know, put in the information and upkeep all that stuff as it goes. It doesn't just work the way you want to right away.
That's right. Yeah. It's the business that moves in that direction has to be ready to invest, I'll say a considerable amount of time and money to get it ready. But right. When they do, it'll there'll be a nice payoff. And or they hire a firm like Firefly. And,
right.
You know, we're ready to go day one. You have the big job. Well, great. Call us and we jump on it. Our database is massive. We at this point have probably well over 50,000 SKUs of comb data.
Uh-huh.
Every day, every week, all of my staff are working within the database, polishing it so that, you know, when we take in new work, we're able to do it efficiently. For us, it's an efficiency and a profit driver. The better our database is, the quicker we can get in and out of a project accurately and thus improve our profitability. So that's a major focus of ours.
That's great. I really like Detools, and I've seen other stuff too. I don't have anything against any of the other programs. Actually, Adam Stone is a friend of mine. He was on the show not too long ago. And I really like his product, you know, with the new update of 6 with the real picks and all that stuff. Maybe that's not the most important thing to some people to have, like, a real visualization of, like, your rack elevations and things like that versus, you know, something drawn in CAD or Visio or something like that. But I think it kind of adds to the overall presentation of, like, just giving a schematic that gives you a bit more visualization. And the way I think I directly compare that is when I tell someone that I'm or when they ask me what industry or what it is I do for work, and I say home automation, they're like, oh, you know, I kind of have heard of that or something. But then I bring them out to the place where I work in Napa and give them, like, an iPad or something, and they push one button and, like, you know, 12 things happen. They kind of go, like, oh, I get it. So with, like, the visuals and, like, a direct, you know, press or something like that, it gives a bit more understanding, I would say.
Yeah, I mean, we just actually made the move over to 6. We just made the move in the last 2 months.
Okay.
We were slow to adopt. We're generally slow to adopt change. We like tools that we know work and are reliable.
Yeah.
And we were happy with the 5.5 platform, but there certainly were some improvements. And so, Tim and Adam, they said, hey, guys, come on, let's make the switch. And so we did it, and we're actually really pleasantly surprised and happy with it. So we highly recommend it. Again, whether we're doing it for folks or they do it themselves, we actually provide consulting and training to help integrators get up to speed with Detools. It's actually a rather quickly growing part of our business.
So knowing that you use or prefer Detools overall, does that mean that you guys probably use the Visio more than, any, like, say, like AutoCAD or something?
It does, although we're just we use AutoCAD, I'd say, outside of Detools. Certainly for it has a place with elevation work, you know, anything that's dimensioned.
Yeah.
And we also use it for some of our lighting control documentation, just because staying native in that environment for load tagging so that we can ultimately give CAD files back to architects to incorporate into drawing sets, you know, we learned years ago was a pretty important requirement. Now with the 6, actually, I'm not quite sure where we are with that. I know that my team was looking to operate more day-to-day with the Detools AutoCAD integration, and I think we're still in the middle of that integration.
Kind of a quick question regarding AutoCAD. Do you got have any of your designers had the issue of, like, it crashing on them?
Well, I'll just say AutoCAD, not specifically Detools. Some of our projects are on the larger side of, you know, things.
Yeah.
We just, we were just exporting a project that was, I don't know, somewhere between $3 to $5 million, you know, total value of the job. And it's just a lot of pieces and parts. And that can be rather intense on it's database driven.
Right.
And, you know, it's a project to pull reports. It's a project to work through a project of that size. And so we've had situations I know with 5.5, but I'm not quite sure if we've had any issues with 6, but that can be problematic. But you know, our position is it's still the best tool in the marketplace, and you know, DTools is generally great with reaching out to us to offer support if we have problems.
Yeah, they have a great links on their website and things like that for common problems and stuff. And you can generally, you know, if you're an integrator, I can connect you. I'm sure Ron could as well, direct to Adam, and he likes to help out as much as possible.
Yeah, Adam and team are great.
Yeah. I haven't had that kind of issue with DTools. I mean, a few times where it locked up on me, but more so with AutoCAD, because like you talk about, like you can get some pretty huge files going on. And I think the lesson that I'd like to let people learn is to save often, because you could spend a lot of hours on something like that, and if you don't save often enough and something locks up or crashes on you, you're going to be really upset when it crashes.
Oh, things happen. You can never save too often.
Yeah, so that's just my little 2 cents on that. But I'd like to thank my sponsors again. You guys, if you are in the commercial space, digital signage is huge. Check out hypersign.com, and then everyone else doing everything in between. AtlasSound.com has all your amp, speakers, racks, and mic stands, and all the good stuff that we basically work on, and like Ron stuff designs on lunch for you guys to work with every day. Ron, I know you have a few other companies, and maybe we can just touch a few things on them a little bit. If I go to onefirefly.com, you have a few sub-companies. Firefly Design is one of them. The others are, you have a programming firm, a creative group, and Firefly Global. Can you touch a little bit about each one of them? Just give us like a general, these other services that you offer through One Firefly.
Sure. The last you mentioned was Firefly Global. Our firm was contracted earlier this year to be the channel manager for the new IMAX private theater product. So we have a dedicated sales manager for that business, and we're working with integration firms both in North and South America as they come on board to represent IMAX. Yeah, it's fun. It's a neat one. We also have Firefly Programming. We're a Crestron services provider, which means it's called a CSP, formerly known as a CAPE, and that has us programming Crestron systems. And then so the last one would be Firefly Creative. This is our marketing and PR agency where we provide marketing and PR services specifically to the technology space. And today our current focus is residential and commercial integration firms. And later this year we'll be broadening that out to security contractors and some other verticals. So that's, you know, corporate ID work, website, SEO, social media management. You know, I have just a really talented team across all of One Firefly, but the Firefly Creative team, you know, we're really growing leaps and bounds. It's an exciting business to watch.
Now with the programming firm, do you guys like create modules and such for other integrators out there and things like that?
We do. It's less frequent these days because there are just a lot of outfits out there that do that, and they in fact have stores on their websites, and they're in the module making and selling business.
Yeah.
But you know, for a lot of our regular clients, they'll come to us with something that doesn't exist or isn't readily available, and yeah, we'll create the module, no problem.
And the same with like graphic user interfaces, or just depending if they require that.
Well, right now, it's a great question. You know, we launched our Crestron business about 2.5 years ago now, 2 years ago, two and a half years ago. And, you know, we came out of the gate with a user interface. And we are currently in a development process to expand that. So I think, Johnny, I'll have some pretty exciting news for you on that front, actually, in the coming weeks. Cool. Maybe we'll do a separate, show on that.
Yeah, I'd love to have you back.
Yeah, we're constantly looking to improve ourselves. I have a philosophy that within every business that I enter, we want to strive to be the best. And I think within our programming business, we're good. And I think that there's a lot of room to further grow to ultimately compete with some of the best firms in the country. And that's our growth plan for the programming business.
Very cool. Well, I will be looking forward to that in a few weeks and maybe having you back on the show. We can talk a little bit more about what's going on with you guys there. I had another question regarding their programming and interfaces and stuff. Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's when I spoke to you, maybe like a year ago or something like that, maybe a little more of a year, you had a cool product for integrators. Like, I work in a 4,000-square-foot showroom, and it's really nice, and it's very cool, and every room is like kind of a mixed resi commercial space. However, not every integrator can have access to something like that or has the money to have that. You know, some companies are smaller, some companies are larger, but still doesn't make sense to maybe have that size of a place or at all. You had this product called Enea, and I'm not sure if you still have that or still offer that to integrators who don't have a showroom. This is more of like a mobile showroom, correct?
It's Enea. So those that want to check it out, it's INNEA.DE. So INNEA.DE. And Enea is a German software company. We're closely allied with them and in fact represent them in North and South America. And they have a couple different products. What's proven to be the most popular is the web interactive environments. So this is a 3D virtual demo of a living room, of a yacht, of a classroom, of a hotel room, a boardroom. There are six in total. And integrators can place them on their website. And now visitors to your website can interact with automation. So they can pull up a panel, play with the audio and the video, the lighting, the shading, the security, and really get a good quick taste of what automation is. The user interface is purposefully generic, so it doesn't represent any manufacturer, but rather represents the concept. And that's the web demos. There are two versions. There's a regular version for $890, and then there's the custom version for $1,390, where we would then embed the integrator's logo into the opening scenes and into the actual demo, as well as kind of the real fun part about it is we'll change the skyline in the demo. So if you're in, you know, Toronto, Canada, then we will actually put a picture of the Toronto skyline or wherever you're at in the world. And that way, when visitors, you know, check out the demo, it looks very personalized and regionalized. We also have a demo that we call the PC demo, for the lack of a better title. And it allows integrators generally put this in their showroom. And within the showroom, you might have it running on a projector or a large display. And it lets you not just have one room of an environment, but you get a full 5-bedroom interactive demo. So, you know, that one's fun as well. We have an integrator in China that currently has 6 locations, and he has very small boutique high-end spaces. And in every one of his showrooms, the first feature is, you know, a large display with iPad control of this virtual apartment. Cool. So there's a lot of neat uses of that software around the world.
Since you adopted, or I guess become the North, you said Northern America and South America, or?
It's North and South America, yeah.
North and South America dealer of Enea. Have you seen a pretty wide adoption of that for integrators that don't have the sort of spaces?
You know, from a sales standpoint, I'm going to say no, we always would like to sell more.
Right.
So, you know, we're selling about a couple hundred licenses a year.
Okay.
By no means setting the world on fire. Uh-huh. I'm going to jump over to our marketing business, and this is kind of breaking news. Our marketing business, we're eminently launching in the next couple of days our brand new marketing website, firefly-cs.com. So if you go to that site today, you'll see what I'm going to refer to as our old site. We're launching our new site in a couple of days. And as a part of that launch, we're launching a number of new services. But within our web product, i.e. we build websites for custom electronics firms, we're launching a monthly payment plan for those websites. So now a firm can move into a brand new state-of-the-art website with all the latest bells and whistles for literally hundreds of dollars a month. And then that's amortized over 24 months. And we're currently in discussions with the management team at Enea to also include Enea demos on those websites for a monthly fee. So it literally would be you'd be able to incorporate the Enea demos for tens of dollars a month. And we're finalizing that pricing, but that will be released imminently.
Is the Enea web package like an add-on to like the web service already, or is that like just part of like X Bundle or something like that?
The Enea can be added to any existing site out there.
Okay. Right?
So there's no limitations.
Right. But like
we do have a very unique relationship with Enea, and we have designed a monthly payment plan model for our websites. Our goal is to lower the barrier to entry to integrators to have, a great online presence. And we talked to Toby over at Enea, and he thought that was a great idea as well. So, I'd say in the next 30 days, we'll be announcing Enea software for websites, whether it's on a Firefly developed website or it's a website that the integrator owns. And we're going to be able to give an option to amortize that fee over a couple of years.
Very cool. Because in the past you've offered web services to other integrators, correct?
Yeah, we've been offering web design services for probably about 3 or 4 years.
Okay, but now what you're saying is that you're at kind of adding that value, but as a monthly cost, so that they don't have to pay everything up front.
That's right. Rather than spending $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 down for a regular, a normal straightforward site.
Uh-huh.
You're now our websites are starting at $100 a month.
Very cool. And then it's over X amount of time,
over
24 months, whether they or not they decide to have the Enea web interactive demos on the site as well.
That's right. That's right. It's just our website product is going to have a punt. They can pay up front, and we call it payment upon delivery. So at the end of creating their website, we hand over the keys, the FTP file, source files, and the dealer wholly owns it. If we go on the monthly plan, then we're going to host it, and we'll maintain the FTP credentials.
Uh-huh.
We'll give full access to the admin credentials, so the our clients can benefit from all the benefits of a CMS website. But at the end of their payment, i.e. they paid the site off, they paid it in full, at that point we'll then hand over the FTP credentials. So just moving them into a monthly payment plan, frankly what it's doing is it's freeing up the capital so that they can invest their money where we know it's going to deliver a return on investment. And that is in the SEO and organic content creation side of the equation. There's a longer discussion there, but we've gotten rather scientific about how to get traffic to an integrator site, qualified traffic, and those services are really heavily based upon a complement of SEO strategies, including content creation. And in order to do that, it's manpower intensive on our part. There's a fee. And so by moving our clients into a very low fee for a website, it essentially helps us give them the vehicle to get them business opportunities from the internet. And that's the reason for the strategy.
If you could give, let's say specifically the integrator one tip about design, what would it be?
To do it.
So that design is important and you should actually start doing it, because I know a lot of you aren't doing it or offering that service to people. What about to the homeowner?
Tip, Johnny, that doesn't mean they've designed it in their head.
Right, right. Actually,
that means they've reflected it on paper or, in a design document somewhere.
Something tangible that you can give to somebody. What about to the homeowner who doesn't feel that they need it? Something short and about design.
I think it's make sure you find the right partner that listens to you, doesn't tell you what you need, but is willing to take you down a conversation of learning about your goals and dreams for this new home or this new project, and it documents them, and then make sure that they understand where you want to be in terms of total functionality and budget. Not that budget's important for everyone, it's not. But if it's not, then put that on the table. You know, and I would argue even for the client that says money is no object, then when you say, okay, well, I'll help you spend $50 million, they say, well, I'm not going to spend that much. Okay, so you have a budget in mind. So it's about understanding the project goals and budget so that a proper design can be put together. Right. And that's finding the right partner to do that, that doesn't just give you lip service, but actually does it, is you know, going to lead to a much better end result.
I gotcha. Well, everybody, we got a bit of AV Insider exclusive information from Ron Callis, the CEO of One Firefly. As always, I like to be a little social regarding our guests because I like having them and talking with them. Good stuff. If you go to www.onefirefly.com, that is the parent site for all these other companies that we kind of just discussed briefly at the end of the show, and perhaps when I have Ron back, we can get a bit more in-depth about these other companies, which are Firefly Programming, which is very specific to Crestron, is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Firefly Creative, which is more of the marketing side, and Firefly Global, which is more the channel manager for the in-home IMAX systems, which I think is pretty awesome. So congratulations on that, Ron. So onefirefly.com can take you to all those our landing pages, or the landing pages for those sites. If you go to their Facebook page, facebook.com, onefirefly LLC, you can check out all their up-to-date projects as they unfold. You can check out Ron personally on Twitter. I do, so you should probably check him out. It's at Ron Callis, RonCallis, or the company as well is at One Firefly LLC. They're also on Pinterest, putting up Pinteresting things as the day goes by. It's at pinterest.com/OneFirefly LLC. And for all the design people out there, it's important. Design is important. House has lots of cool design stuff, and everyone that comes in my store loves House. They get a lot of their designs either from Pinterest or directly from House. So if you go to houzz.com/pro/onefirefly/one-firefly-llc, you can check them out directly there as well. And Ron, as always, I appreciate you being on the show. That's very cool of you, and I'm glad that you shared a little bit of inside information that isn't quite out yet. And in a few weeks, the next month or so, when you have some new information like you had mentioned, I'd love to have you back on the show. Maybe we can talk a bit more about your other programming or the other side of the companies and see what's going on with you guys in Florida, or actually globally, I should say.
No, thanks, Johnny. It was a pleasure to be on. Thanks for the listeners out there that are checking this out. And feel free to reach out to us at Firefly or me personally. My email is ron@onefirefly.com. That's one spelled out, onefirefly.com.
Cool. Thanks again. And everyone, take care out there.